Ananda, I am now an old man. I am 80 years old. Ananda, for 50 years I have been teaching and preaching. The time has come for me to depart from this world. I am weak. I am an invalid. My whole body is shattered, Ananda. This body can be of no more use here on earth.
No, Master! No! You have to stay with us for quite a long time more. Your very presence is a great blessing to humanity. This Sangha is not quite yet established. This Sangha needs your physical presence.
Ananda, do you mean to say that the Sangha expects something new from me? Do you mean to say that I have not spoken in clear terms what I have to say about this Dharma? I have not kept anything hidden from you. Never have I shown any sign of reticence, nor indifference. Besides, I never thought that I would have to conduct and manage the Sangha, and that it would always depend on me. So why should I stay? Why should I be involved any longer in the activities of the Sangha? Ananda, from now on be self-sufficient. Have faith in yourself. Lead a spiritual life. You will realize the highest truth. He who follows the Dharma, he who takes refuge in the Dharma, will alone enter into the world of bliss, and nobody else.
Oh, Lord Buddha, what you say is perfectly true. But our hearts cannot live without you. We need you. We shall eternally need you.
Ananda, you need me. I need you. Again, the truth eternal needs us both. The truth eternal needs me in the world of the beyond, and the same truth needs you here on earth. My life has come to an end. All the experiences of the world I offer to the world. Yesterday, I ate at Chunda's house. Since then, I have been feeling weaker. But I wish to assure you that this weakness is not due to his food. I am suffering. True. But this is not his fault at all. He gave me the food with utmost love and devotion. Nobody should blame him when I die. I offer him my deepest blessings. Before I was illumined, before I became the enlightened one, Sujata's food helped me live on earth. Her food made it possible for me to meditate. I see no difference between Sujata's food and Chunda's food. Each has served a special purpose of its own. Look! Look! Today, the Buddha's whole body is flooded with light. This light we have never seen around him. Such celestial light.
Yes, Lord. Davis is something totally new, and you have never seen before. Your whole face is illuminated, the light and the light.
Ananda, today reminds me of my days at the foot of the Bodhi tree, just before I entered into Nirvana. This body had the same light, the same delight. Today, once again, this body is flooded with light and delight. You are seeing it for the first time, but I am seeing it for the second time. The day ends, and my earthly sojourn ends along with it. Therefore, all of you are seeing this light in me and around me. Ananda, stay here. Don't go away. My life can now be measured in minutes. Ananda, do not cry for me. I tell all of you not to cry for me. Ananda, I have told you repeatedly that everything is transient here on earth. There is nothing everlasting here. Anything that comes into life will have to give up life. You have served me, Ananda, most devotedly, most soulfully. And for that, I offer you my last blessings. Proceed on with your inner strength, and you will receive liberation. You will have your liberation in due course. My spiritual journey began with renunciation and compassion. And today, at the end of my journey's close, I offer the world the same message. Renunciation and compassion. Oh, Ananda, do not grieve.